Hello, everyone. Today, I'm going to be re-releasing a podcast episode that was released not too long ago, where I spoke with President of Helping Couples Heal, Elise Kraft, about the Empower Her program, which we are now wrapping up. We've had 20 women going through this really transformative and amazing experience of coming home to themselves after spending so much time trying to navigate this very confusing and traumatic world of betrayal and just need a space to focus on them. So this program is about relationship, but it is about the most important relationship, which is your relationship to yourself. So our next cohort is starting on Monday, April 14th, and it will go for 12 weeks on Mondays from 4 to 5:30 Pacific time. So check out this episode, learn more about the program, and decide if it's for you.
Welcome to the Helping Couples Heal podcast, a place for healing and hope for couples impacted by betrayal resulting from infidelity and/or sex addiction. Your host is Marnie Breaker, licensed marriage and family therapist, certified sex addiction therapist, and founder of the Center for Relational Healing in Los Angeles and San Diego, California. The Helping Couples Heal podcast was launched in 2021 with the intention of bringing hope to couples all over the world who are desperately trying to recover from the devastating impact of betrayal. Realizing how many people the podcast was reaching and that we could offer even more support to our listeners, Marnie co-founded Helping Couples Heal, which has since grown into a global online coaching organization. This podcast is the foundation of all the work that we do at Helping Couples Heal. Thank you for listening. Marnie brings over a decade of experience and expertise in the field of betrayal trauma and is honored to support you wherever you may be in your healing. If you've lost hope, you've come to the right place. Now, take a slow, deep breath and let's begin with the Helping Couples Heal podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Helping Couples Heal podcast. This is Marnie and I am here with Elise.
Hello.
And we are here to talk to you about a new program that we've created at Helping Couples Heal that is a little bit different from all of the current programming we have and what we've offered in the past. And we want to talk to you about the program, but more importantly, how the program came to be, because I've always been a person who likes to meet the needs of the community where there's a void. And so we've seen a bit of a void in this area in the betrayal trauma world, and it has to do with really putting the focus and attention on oneself. After discovery of betrayal, there's such a huge rupture in the relationship that the focus typically is on the relationship, you know, and getting the person who's caused all of this to get help and treatment. And maybe the partner gets some support and is learning about boundaries and things like this. But the focus, the attention is really placed outside of the person who's suffering. And so this program is really for the woman who feels like she's lost her way. She feels like she's disconnected from herself. And we are really excited to introduce it. So Elise, since you were the one who spearheaded this program, why don't you share more about it?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm so excited about it. And what's interesting is that we mentioned it on, I guess, two podcasts ago. And the outreach and women booking calls and wanting to find out about it and then enrolling in the program, whether they're doing self-paced or the group coaching program, really, we just said, oh my gosh, we really landed on something here. And the feedback that I've been getting on the calls is wanting to have a different conversation, wanting to be in a bigger conversation and a future forward conversation, like throwing the stone down the way and just seeing like, okay, what is here for me? I'm here. I've been embroiled in this world and learning all these new terminology and language and doing all of this work. And along the way, there's this realization, like, wait a second, what about me? And not what about me in relationship to the relationship, What about me, my human being, my feeling experience, my lived experience in my life? And this is such an incredible opportunity to have that bigger conversation about your standards and your boundaries and how you see yourself in the world and what you long for, a higher level of yourself. And who do you become in the process of becoming that woman? And your intuition and brain training and neuroscience and manifestation and really listening to the nudge of your life, things that come to you and you think, that sounds good. There's a concept that I shared with you earlier, decide and deny. And I have been guilty of this 1,000 times.
Me too. I think every human has been guilty of this.
Oh, absolutely. I always think of walking around TJ Maxx. I don't know why this is imprinted in my mind. And I have I'm going to get this bag. My bag's worn out. I need a new bag. I'm carrying the bag around. I'm so excited about the bag. I put it back. I decided and then I denied myself. Not because I couldn't afford it. Somehow, somewhere inside, I was like, it's okay. I don't really need it. That is such a small example, but I'm sure there have been so many other examples and times where there's something that I decided and then denied myself that opportunity.
And I imagine that you did need the bag. And I only say that because the fact that all these years later, you're actually remembering that moment when you were in TJ Maxx and you held the bag and knew that you needed a new bag and put it down. But here's the thing. So that what you're talking about is a bit about our intuition. If we know something, we know we have a need. And betrayed partners are constantly saying, I mean, this is like a universal thing with betrayed partners. I can't trust myself. I can't trust my intuition. My intuition has been damaged. And so that nudge that you're talking about can also be either easy to miss, to not even hear it or feel it, or to deny, right? And in service of other things, like, well, we've got to do the couples therapy, right? Or my partner has to be in a group, or
Christmas is coming up, or, you know, there's holidays, or we're going to a wedding and I need to just, we talk ourselves into and out of things so quickly. And the other thing that I thought was so interesting, this came up several times on several discovery calls, when we mentioned the idea of living your life by committee, needing to enroll and involve, you know, I'll call my friend, I'll call my mother, I'll call, you know, I'll check with this one, that one. I'll get all these people to make one decision, that there's this sense of, I'm not sure.
And I'm not necessarily capable, or I don't necessarily trust myself to make the best decision.
Right. What do you think?
Yeah. And there's a real need for this. You know, I do want to say that something that's really important is, even though I'm talking about betrayed partners and intuition, the reality is that this program is not just for betrayed partners, it's for women. So there could be women that are listening to this podcast who have betrayed their partner, and you also feel like you have lost your way, that you have disconnected from yourself, and you want to come home to yourself. So really important to acknowledge that this isn't a partners group. This is a women's program. And as a reminder, again, we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago when we did another podcast, that there's two ways to participate in this program. One is just doing the standalone self-paced course that you can just purchase on the website, and then you do it on your own time. And then the other way, which I love, is doing it as part of a group coaching program, so that you're not just getting the modules, but then you come in for live calls and you have the opportunity to be with other women who are also on this path of coming home to themselves. And then, of course, getting the brilliant leadership of you, Elise.
And the other aspect of this program, and also just being a woman in our life, many of us, myself included, I was never schooled or taught or led by my own mother how to really listen to myself, take care of myself, show up for myself. Really, the emphasis was on what can I do for other people, which is lovely and wonderful, and it's a great quality. However, for so many of us, it's been at the expense of ourselves. and cultivating a relationship with ourselves and listening and taking care of ourselves, and also being in community with other women that care about that and want to help nurture and nourish and guide and support as we're in our own self-leadership, but then also in community with each other is incredibly powerful.
It's so powerful. And the other thing, going back to your point from a moment ago, is that women have been applauded for putting others before themselves. They've been applauded for rushing to the aid of someone who needs them, even though they haven't necessarily, you know, eaten breakfast or had lunch, right? It's like 5 p.m. I've been helping everybody else, but I haven't eaten yet, and I feel like I'm going to pass out. Or working really hard in one's job. We have been led to believe that this is how we are going to, you know, get our esteem. This is how we're going to show people that we are worthy, right? And yet, what's the payoff of that? The payoff, ultimately, is that we can't show up anymore for other people because we haven't showed up for ourselves and we burn out. We have no gas left in the tank.
I heard recently that the percentage, and I can't quote the percentage, I don't recall, but it was really alarming. The percentage of humans that have autoimmune diseases, men versus women, is staggeringly different. And when you think about how much we take on as women and how much we're providing to our family, to our friends, to our work or our community or our church or organizations that we care about, and we're providing and giving and giving and giving, and often at the expense of ourselves, and that internal inflammation that builds up, is it any wonder? It's really not.
Yeah, the somatic symptoms are there. And there's books about it, and there's other podcasts, and some of the best psychologists and psychiatrists in the world have studied this. And yeah, I mean, these things manifest disease, right? Is dis-ease. There's something that is not easeful. There is a blockage. And yeah, I mean, there's a host of symptoms. Like you said, you know, inflammation in the body, people complain of, you know, terrible headaches, migraines, body swelling, you know, fatigue, exhaustion, insomnia, digestive and gut issues. I mean, the list goes on. And
imagine what opens up for you when you start to really listen, really, really listen. What do I need? What do I want? And then answer that, actually provide it, and take care of yourself in such a way that not only does it provide a sense of pride, like, wow, I am really showing up for myself in a way that I know for myself that me pre-betrayal and post-betrayal is a different woman. Who I've become is a completely different woman. Some of the things never even occurred to me. I just pedal to the metal. I just do, and I provide, and I show up, and I make it happen. And I never even listened to what was happening, the chatter in my head, and how discontent I felt. I felt discontent. I never listened to that. Didn't matter. Just didn't matter.
So what changed for you?
Listening, really connecting to myself, asking some of the simplest questions. What do I want? What do I need in this moment? I got a message from a client last night, and she said, this has been such great work. I've never in all of my life asked myself, what do I want and what do I need? Never. And to be in your 50s and you're asking, well, what do I want? What do I need? What would feel better for me?
We're not taught this, and we're not encouraged. You know, we're not encouraged to ask these questions. I will say that all the research is saying that there's never been a generation of people that are more self-aware. You know, this is the generation of everyone goes to therapy, everyone gets help. You know, years ago, nobody talked about therapy. It's something that you did and you were the only one, right? People that are normal don't go to therapy.
But I think that women 40 and over, we're catching up. We didn't have that experience. We're in the world now and we hear it and we know what it may. Logically, it all makes sense. But here in the heart set, to have coherence between how you feel and what you think, and for those to be in alignment, is living a life totally differently.
Now, something I love about going through a program, an actual like structured program, when you have these different modules focused on different themes, is that you're able to think about things that in your everyday life, the busyness and hecticness, and chaos, and just doing, is asking yourself questions like, What are my goals? Who do I want to be? And okay, if I want to be this person, am I in alignment? Are the things that I'm doing in my life, the people I'm spending time with, how I'm spending my money, where I'm spending my energy, is that in alignment with what I'm saying my goals are or who I want to be? But because we don't often give ourselves the time to sit and reflect, we just go and go and go. And we could be doing all this stuff and it's wonderful, right? We're busy, we're helping, we're doing, making money. But actually, when you sit back and realize, but that's not really what I'm going for. Like, I'm getting further away from who I want to be or who I really am. So going through a program like this allows you to carve out the time to do this work and ask the questions and reflect and check in. Is my life in alignment with what I want it to be? And I just think it's so beautiful. And I do want to say that I love this program that we've created. I just love it. And a 12-week program might not be in alignment for a lot of people for all sorts of reasons. What I want to say about that is it's okay if it's not this program. It's okay if it's not any program. It could be that you decide, I need to go back to yoga. I need to go back to running. I don't know. I need to get involved with sound healing. My journey is going to be plant medicine. Whatever that thing is that's going to help you come home, that's really what we wanted to highlight here, is to slow down, take a breath, and check in with yourself and ask yourself, what do I need?
And not from a place of I'm broken, I'm screwed up, I need yet another program. This isn't that. This is a gift. This is really leaning into an opportunity. And the beautiful thing is it's starting in January. What a wonderful time to say, you know what? I'm going to devote myself to this. I want to see what opens up for me. I want to see what's available for me. How will I grow? What will evolve? What will come out of it? Who will I become on the other side of the 12 weeks? To me, that is such an exciting question to ask. Who will I become?
And the other thing about this that's beautiful is that, again, it's not dependent upon the relational outcome. So oftentimes, how we feel or what our experience is going to depend on the other person in our life. It could be about a friend, a family member, an employer, our partner, whatever it is. And we feel like we lack agency because when it comes to relationships, we're just one piece of the puzzle. We can't really control the outcome. When it comes to this work, it's about you. This isn't dependent on decisions that another person's going to make. This is really just about yourself. So wherever you might be in your relationship, whatever stage, whether you're just starting out on this journey or you've been going through it for a long time or you're really on the other end and creating a new, exciting, wonderful vision for yourself and your life, this program is appropriate because it's not about the betrayal per se. However, if you do the program in a group setting, you are going to be with other women who are grounded in and knowledgeable about the world of betrayal trauma, not a world that anybody would have ever wanted to be in. But the reality is that's where you find yourself. And so oftentimes we hear men and women tell us that this is such an isolating experience and there's so much shame on both parts and both parties. And, you know, people say, I can't tell anybody. My friends don't know. My family doesn't know. I feel like I'm walking around and I've like inherited the secret because now I have to keep secrets. And so once again, this is an opportunity to join other people and be able to be fully authentic and be able to express yourself with others who really will understand. But again, just wanting to highlight, the focus is not going to be on the betrayal. Of course, that will come up because that's really the common denominator that's going to bring this group together.
Correct. And also, it's important to say, you may absolutely know that you're staying in the relationship. Fabulous. You may absolutely know that you're moving on. It's appropriate for you. And you may be somewhere in the middle where you're unsure. This is a relationship program. It just happens to be the relationship with yourself. That's the focus of it. So no matter where you are in the continuum of this world of betrayal and betrayal trauma and relational repair and recovery, this one is for you.
Yeah, and I'm so grateful that we are bringing this in because the truth is, if I just get really honest about certain trends that I see, and I've been doing this work for a very long time, one of them is just hearing everybody, whether it's the betrayed partner or the person who's caused the betrayal, to say, I'm exhausted. I can't do this any longer. How much longer is this going to take? Can we heal? There's just so much exhaustion and fatigue. And oftentimes, once again, the focus is so much on the relationship. And there's not a lot of resources left for ourselves. And when we're by ourselves and we're in sort of an isolated situation and we don't know how to handle it, we've never dealt with it before, what's the first thing that usually falls off?
Ourselves.
Ourselves, right? Our own self-care. It's interesting because it's at the time when we most need ourselves to show up for us that we don't. And that's really because I think we just don't have the inner resources. So all of this to say that getting involved in a program like this, you also have the resources of the other women in the group. You've got people lifting you up and just unconditionally supporting you and rooting for you and wanting for you what you want for yourself. And then you can do the same thing to these other women. And just what a beautiful gift that can come out of something that is just honestly very ugly.
Yep. And a side note, there will be Empower Him and Empower Them. And I'm really looking forward to all of this coursework because empowerment isn't about, it's not loud, it's not aggressive. It's a very quiet confidence. It's a deeply rooted knowing that I've got this. I've got me. We're good. Now let's go create something beautiful.
Yeah, it's very subtle and it's very important. And Empower Him, I'm really excited about that too. Because once again, I think people get so focused on a betrayer trying to heal the relationship and dealing with all of the chaos that comes from the fallout of discovery. I think they often also sort of disconnect from themselves in many ways. They might be focusing on, you know, doing a disclosure and getting honest, and they're going to meetings. And it actually could look like at times that it's all about them, right? It's totally about them and it's totally self-focused. But I can say this because, again, I've been doing this work for so long. Oftentimes, that work that they're doing, while is crucial to relational healing, because if you don't stop acting out, you don't stop lying and become a person of integrity, the relationship's not going to survive. But there's so much more that has to happen to be the person that you want to be. And I've seen so many men feel like, I don't know who I am anymore. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm doing all this for. I don't like who I am. I think my partner can't stand who I am. A lot of people change their careers after something like this. They suddenly feel like what they're doing out in the world is not meaningful anymore. And once they go through something like this, it's kind of like they're being led to something bigger. So there's just so much that's going on here. And I'm really excited to be able to provide this program to both men and women separately, because I just think it is so important.
Yeah, I'm with you. Totally. And if this is calling to you, I want to encourage you, decide to lean in and to book a call. It's a free call and we'll talk about whether or not it is a good fit for you right now. You can ask any questions that you have. Don't deny yourself. Listen to the nudge. And yeah, I look forward to meeting you and working with you. I couldn't be any more excited about this work. This has really been my body of work for my career and I feel very passionate about it and excited to have the chance to bring it to other women.
It's an incredible program and an incredible opportunity. I do want to say that because it's a group coaching program, it's not going to be appropriate for somebody who is in the throes of discovery and crisis. It could be appropriate, you know, pretty soon after discovery, but there does have to be stabilization because it's not a betrayal-focused group and it's not a crisis management group. So that's one of the benefits of having the assessment call. So you can, of course, find out for you if it resonates and feels right, but then you'll also be able to have the benefit of a professional say to you whether they think that it's the right time for you as well. So please do reach out. And in terms of Empower Him, that's going to be launched in March, and we will post all of the information about that on the website. In the meanwhile, you can go to the website and schedule an appointment, like Elise said, to have a call. Or if you know that you would like to do this work and you also don't have the time or feel called to do it with other women and with a facilitator, you can go ahead and just purchase the self-paced program right on the website, and it's available now. So thanks, everyone. Please let this be a reminder to come home to yourself if you feel like you have gone far away. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Helping Couples Heal podcast, where your healing is our number one priority. If you'd like additional resources about betrayal trauma or to learn more about our coaching services, please visit helpingcouplesheal.com or call 562-379-4325. Our help is available worldwide. Please support Helping Couples Heal in continuing to reach others impacted by betrayal trauma by leaving a review on iTunes and sharing this podcast with someone you care about. For additional support, follow us on Instagram and consider joining our Helping Couples Heal private Facebook community. This isn't an easy journey, but you don't have to do it alone. Once again, thank you for listening.